This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to meet with you at this time each weekday morning to help you start your day right as we just go to God's Word together and listen with our hearts to what He might have to say to us. Are you listening? Because God speaks to you through His Word. The Holy Spirit, who God has put into your life, wants to take God's Word and apply it to you personally today. Are you listening? We're looking this week at the theme of reason and emotion and faith. And I want to take you back to a passage we looked at recently when we were talking about temptation, and that is in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and look at it from this other aspect. It says, "Now the serpent," of course, Satan personified in the serpent, "was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman," this is the first woman, Eve, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "Oh, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you surely shall not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. She gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of them both were opened." And it goes on to talk about how their entire world fell because of their sin against God. But what I want you to notice is that the first conflict here in the hearts of people, whether they would obey God or not, and they chose not to, was a conflict between faith and reason. You see, Satan, when he came to Eve, he didn't appeal to her so much on the level of emotion. He appealed to her reasoning ability. He introduced doubt. Maybe God was withholding something good. Eve's decision to eat that fruit was based on her ability to reason, not on her faith in what God had said. You know, so often that same kind of temptation comes to us, the temptation to reason about life rather than take God at His word. If you want to use your reason, look at your past history. When you've done what God wanted in your life, didn't God bring meaning and wholeness and peace into your life? Even if things were still tough, didn't peace come to you? Yeah. And the times that you've disobeyed God, gone your own way and followed your own line of thinking, haven't you just messed things up? Hasn't life gotten worse? You know, the reason to obey God is not just because life becomes better, but your reason should tell you that faith is the best way to go. Faith, following what God has said, it's the way to order your life so that life falls into place. God has a wonderful plan for your life, but God works out that plan as you respond to Him in faith and say, "Lord, if this is what you are saying to me, then that's the way I'm going, regardless of whether it seems to fit with my reason." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.